Fox News, right?
Opinions of shows on KCNR. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And now we go live to Hilltop Drive, Country Kitchen, and this morning's site of Free Fire Radio.
And Carl and Linda Bont, Wednesday, June the 22nd.
I'm here today.
Yeah, you are here today. You know what? You are really present here
today.
And
you know we're here today is.
What a great dress that is.
You know we're here today is.
Yeah, right. We're down here at Country Kitchen, 1099 Hilltop Drive.
We are live.
We're
come
live.
Come by and say hi.
Come on down. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of great guests here today. Sheriff Pasenko, Gary Katz here. We're having some the ladies from the Women's Refuge. Come on down, and you can do a number of things. You can donate to the Women's Refuge right here. You can buy a raffle ticket for the refuge. We can do that. Just come on in and say hello. Have a cup of coffee. Like I said, we're going to be discussing a lot of different things today. But our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Now, of course, we're always joined by a Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Hey, Bad Bob. And then we have Just Bob back in the studios there. In some place back there. I hope he's back there. Are you back there, Just Bob? Can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine, Carl.
Anyway.
This is too much. There was too many switches there for
he's,
that.
He's moving the dials.
Yeah, there you go. And now, and of course, Linda. The beautiful
Let's break
Linda's
off the
here.
Day.
Yeah.
Let's break up the morning by talking about what's going on here with the weather. And, of course, I'd love to bring the top of the morning, what's happened on this day in history, but we're currently at 69 degrees, of course, triple digit day with 101, going on today, and, some temperatures are saying 103. Yesterday, it looks like we had about 105. It was just hot, just kind of stayed there yesterday, but we're entering towards that weather, and the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Where it's cooler up there.
It's beautiful up there. As a matter of fact, Rick Hill will be up playing this Friday. For those of you who really want to get away and do the steak dinner and the fabulous dining experience up in Anselmo. But, of course, if you're not there, we'd love to invite you to come by Tobacco and Brew because from 6 to 9, we're doing another fundraiser.
That's right.
Where we have a DJ that's going to be, you know, pulling out all the stops. We've got different people singing. And, of course, you're going to be previewing some of your dances that you're doing.
It's for around 7 o'clock, between the 7 and 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be doing a quick preview of one of our dances, and we have great raffle tickets. We've got things from Bastiani Arms. We have food certificates. We have all types of great
jewelry, and a purse. And
oh my, you know, we're just filling this place up. And you know what? And it's only a $5 donation to get in, and then buy some raffle tickets.
I think we're going to do 6 for $5, or as long as our arms stretch 20.
Yeah, and we'll get a tall person.
Yeah. So anyway, on this day, on this night, actually in 1937, it was Joe Louis, the Brown Bomber, who knocked out James J. Braddock in a boxing match in Chicago, Illinois. The bout lasted 8 rounds, and Louis was announced as the World Heavyweight Boxing Champion. Exactly 1 year later on this day in 1938, Joe Louis knocked out Germany's Max Schmeling in the first round. And about at Yankee Stadium. Joe Louis retained the world heavyweight boxing crown until he announced his retirement on March 1st, 1949. That's a total of 11 years, 8 months, and 7 days, and 30 matches to retain the title. The International Boxing Hall of Famer's first fight was at a boxing club where he fought for $7 worth of food. The Brown Bomber was knocked down 7 times in 2 rounds, and even though he won, he swore he would never fight again. That was just 5 years before he became the champ.
Well, you know, Joe Louis has always been, you know, he's always had pretty good press. I mean, you know, he was a hell of a fighter. And the Max Schmeling fight, he had been beaten by Schmeling. once. And when he came back, you know, Lewis showed no mercy at all and broke Schmeling's ribs. And see, Schmeling, you know, represented the Nazis in the Germany back then in the 30s. And Adolf Hitler had been very strong on Max Schmeling. And, of course, then Schmeling beats Joe Lewis, the American. And, of course, and Lewis being black was even more, you know, because of the purity of the Aryan race and the Third Reich and all that. So what happens is that when they come into a rematch, Joe Lewis just destroys Schmeling, busting his ribs and knocking him down. And at the the funny thing is not the funny thing, but the great thing is later on in life, Schmeling and Lewis became friends, good friends. And
has there been a movie on that?
Yeah, I think there has been. There's probably been a couple, but they became friends after the war and all that. Schmeling was fighting in the war. And Lewis did a lot of fundraisers and was out there like that. So, in fact, he may have even been in the service. Hey, you know,
we have our first couple that came in, and we want to say good morning. We're real excited. Again, we're going to be here live. We're in the back room at it's a Country Kitchen. You can't miss it. You know, you've never been to Country Kitchen, it by far is one of the very best breakfasts in Reading. It's been voted several times as People's Choice Awards as a great breakfast. Everything is made from scratch, and they've got killer coffee. It's right by Hilltop Medical Center, across the street from the Good Guys, right past Macy's. TJ Maxx is across the street, but it's in that little shopping center where we also get Snooki groomed. Claudia's.
That's right.
So you can't miss it. You'll see a red truck out front that says, Free Fire KCNR. Come say hello to us. We would love to meet you and see you this morning, and come share the morning with us as we embrace this day. We're going to take a break here, Carl and Linda Bott, on KCNR 1460.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Shasta Tackle, Procure Sense, Phil's Propeller, Scott Valley Bank, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Where the time is 7:15, let's go back now to Country Kitchen in Reading and more of Carl and Linda with Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, well, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott right down here at Country Kitchen, 1099 on Hilltop. We have friends joining us already, for the chat backers. Sun Gold's here. Where are you all?
Yeah, Sun Gold is here with her man.
And Detroit and
handsome man over there.
Having coffee over there. So why don't you all come on down and we'll have our chat pack right here during the show. And just, I can't wait to see MOM and Indie Man across the table from each other discussing things.
I have to share this with you because, of course I bring in with, History Today and Chart Toppers. What was the song that was our special dance when we got married? I'm putting you on the spot.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Barbara said I know that one. It was Some Enchanted Evening.
That's right. I was there.
Okay, guess what? Today, in 1949, on the Chart Toppers, it was again by Gordon Jenkins. It was Some Enchanted Evening by Perry Como. I need you to pay attention to me when I'm telling you that, because that's like a really important thing. Ballyhive.
I'm moving seats around because we have guests rolling in here while you're just talking on there. And
well, that's a 19.
I thought Paradise by the Dashboard Light was not our theme song.
I hope you don't have me mixed up with somebody else. No. 1957, Love Letters in the Sand by Pat Boone. I just love these. 1965, I Can't Help Myself by the Four Tops, Mr. Tambourine Man, For Your Love, Ribbon of Darkness by Marty Robbins. But I saw that and it said Some Enchanted Evening. I mean, that's a very special. But it was the guy's voice that sang it was from, of course, South Pacific. I can't think of.
So we have just people are starting to come in here, and we're going to have Gary Cat on after the break, after the news. But we have got some other people here that I'm going to go gather up. And gather up while I talk about some of the things that are happening in the news. I love it. The controller of California is halting the pay for all of the state lawmakers. You say, wait a minute, they did pass a budget. He looked at it. Controller John Chang took a look at it, at the budget. And he said, you know what? The vote was, it was a simple majority vote, and it was not a balanced budget. And he said under the requirement, under getting paid under Proposition 25, which the voters voted in, of course, voters approved last November, was they had to pass a balanced budget on time, or they didn't get paid. So he took the rare step of halting paychecks for all 120 state lawmakers because he said, you know what, they did not play fair. Let's hear it for Chang. He has not played good with any of the governors. But you know what? Why not? This is what the proposition said. They had to pass a balanced budget by this Wednesday, and they didn't do it. Or last Wednesday, and they did not do it. So let's just stop their pay. Hey, today we got a lot of other things we're going to be talking about, but we're joined today by Gene King. By Gene King. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And Gene heads up the Women's Refuge. There, you are the new CEO. Is that
executive
is that right?
Director
of the Women's Refuge?
I'm almost 3 months old now.
So you stepped into it right in the middle of of all these fundraisers, the Dancing with the Stars, and all of these things.
And I love it. I'm having a great time meeting lots of people and happy to be down here supporting you.
Well, you know what? We think it's a great organization to support. And that's why we're down here today at the Country Kitchen. And we're going to be at Tobacco and Brew on Friday from 6 to 9. And we'll be dancing and doing all types of raffle tickets and giving away Linda says, purses and jewelry, and we've got people with long arms to hold raffle tickets, and we'll be giving away, you know, Bastiani arms gift certificates. I think we've got one from, you know, I mean, these are like $25 gift certificates too. I mean, $25 or $50. I got to go check them, see what they are. But
it doesn't matter. Come on down.
Doesn't
you're
matter.
Get something special. You get to watch Carl dance, and you may even have to.
I suppose
if you are buying raffle tickets and it's 6 for $5 or 20 for the length of an arm, you you may drop something in a pocket, and Carl will maybe show you just a little bit of the twist or something.
No, I mean, we're going to actually have talked to Kathy Babcock, who is the most patient woman in the world, who is my dance partner.
You were looking good out there last night, Carl.
Well, you know, looking good is a relevant term, you know, for me, maybe, you know, the whole thing that Kathy has pounded into my head is to keep moving. No matter what happens, if you break a leg, keep moving. Drag yourself along. Keep moving. And smile. And keep my elbow at this type of angle. And also, if you
sounds like golf.
Hey, can I just ask, you know, for our listeners, too, is that, you know, as we're going along, are we going to take a break?
Whenever.
Okay. As we're going along with fundraising of the Women's Refuge, I know that there's been some changes. We, you know, there was a mission statement, I'm sure, but really, truly, the funds from this particular event, what are we raising money for? Tell us about the Shasta Women's Refuge.
Well, we are primarily funded by grants. They pay the salaries and the basic things like that. But what we do most of our fundraising for is for all of the extra things that we provide our clients. We buy them food, we have diapers, we transport them to another part of the state. We need, after one of our sexual assault exams, we give them brand new clothes, shoes, bras, toys for the kids. They leave the house sometimes with nothing, taking nothing with them. So it's food, it's toys for the kids, it's transportation. It might be a bicycle, it's a bus pass.
Shoes.
Yeah, so it's really all of those things that the grants and such don't pay for. They pay for staff and counseling, but these are the things that make the difference and allow people to get a new start. So all the fundraising is really important to us.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll discuss, you know, I hate to use the word statistics, but, you know, because you all help so many different people. And perhaps how, if somebody comes into your organization, is how the process works with them. Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river. Head down to Wind River Casino and play the Monte Carlo Tournament.
Monte Carlo.
Get your dose of blackjack, four-card poker, and pie gal Saturday, June 25th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pin. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips.
$5,000.
Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com.
WinRiver.com.
Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge technology techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palocedro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palocedro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
7:25 this morning, 72 degrees right now in Reading. And Carl and Linda are live on location at Country Kitchen Restaurant. Come on by and see them at 1099 Hilltop Drive. Carl?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here. And we are at the Country Kitchen at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. Talk to Doug Tooley or one of his people. There, they put up Dish Satellite. They're a local company. The money stays local, and Doug Tooley and BNT Satellite are backing the Women's Refuge and are dancing with the stars with that. And the he does a lot for our community. They're located on 44 right there. With 40, the 244s kind of converge in the Reading. You can't miss him. He's got a life-size poster, or maybe a twice the life-size poster up there. Doug Tooley, BNT Satellite. Our guest, Gene King. Barbara Harrison is here too. But she is like that wingman you always like to have. They're always there for you. They cover your back, the whole thing. Anyway, Gene, good morning. Welcome back. Now, we talked about before we left the process of what happens when somebody comes in to see you.
Well, we have a 24-hour crisis line that is our main point that people contact us, and that crisis line is handled by volunteers in the night and on the weekends, and then by our staff during the day. So people generally call or come into our office, and they come with their sisters, maybe a brother brings them, something like that. Maybe some friend is helping them to get some help. So they come to our office. At that point, we do an evaluation. Now, we only do intimate partner domestic violence and sexual assault, so we would not take care of the average a rape that would not involve husband, wife, family member. The police department handle those. So once they come in the office, we do an evaluation of what their situation and mainly what their safety is. And safety is probably the number one issue that we deal with at that time. If they have some place to go, a friend, a relative, then we help them get on their way to that. Oftentimes, the next part will be a restraining order that we need to help them prepare to keep whoever the batterer is away. So they go through that process. Once they're evaluated, those who are in immediate danger need to be out of the way. We then put in our shelter. So we have an undisclosed location for our shelter, and they will go to that shelter. We can house about 26 adults. They're all women and their children that we can house at one time. And we keep them for 30 days. And in that 30 days is a very busy process of getting them housing, funds, maybe a job, the protective custody. Maybe they'll move to someplace else. So it's a very short process to get them into safety and get them on their way out and on their own, and whatever that takes is. And it's a huge partnership in town. We don't do this alone. We rely on many, many wonderful partners, the police department, the sheriffs, the health service, the homeless shelter. I can't, too many to
There's,
name.
Yeah, it's a group effort here to
it's
help
a group,
people like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful group.
But we can't say enough about what you all do. And
Thank
that's
you.
Why we got involved in it. And then I'm out dancing. I sat there and said, well, they'll never get me.
We're also
wrong.
Taking donations today.
And we're
There's
taking
a
donations
Shasta
today.
Women's Refuge Box.
That's right. And you can buy your raffle tickets right here, and just come on by and see us, say hello, have a cup of coffee. We got to take a break here for the news. When we come back, we're going to be discussing city council getting shenanigans and other things that are going on right here in town. Thank you so much, Gene.
You're welcome. And Barbara Harrison. We love
Barbara
you guys.
Barbara Harrison. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
And the time is 7:30.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a slow start on Wall Street as the markets slip in early morning trading ahead of the latest interest rate decision from the Federal Reserve. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down roughly 16 points. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou narrowly won a key parliamentary confidence vote. Greece still faces several crucial votes on unpopular austerity measures the IMF and EU require in order to lend the Greek government more money. The Greek Parliament has until mid-July to pass those measures. The U.S. is going to face even more pressure to end subsidies for the biofuel industry. Agriculture leaders from G20 nations are meeting in Paris, and many of them blame the industry, especially ethanol in the United States, for rising food prices worldwide. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will defend the industry. Ahead of the trip, he said biofuels create jobs in rural areas. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue, locally owned and operated since 1994, is your complete sleep headquarters. Steve and his family invite you to shop their huge inventory for all your sleep comfort needs. Whatever your comfort, Cresson's carries a full inventory of Natura, NextGel, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish Sleep System, and the therapeutic lines. Forever change the way you sleep starting tonight. At Cresson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find queen sets starting at $299.95, all the way up to the most luxurious sleep lines, giving you unbelievable sleep comfort for years to come, plus free local delivery and setup with the purchase of your premium mattress sets. Unlike the big box stores, Creason's knowledgeable staff are trained to help you make the right decision for your particular sleep needs. And in most cases, when you purchase your new Creason's mattress today, you could be sleeping better tonight. Shop Creason's Mattress Gallery for your next sleep system and enjoy Creason's 30-night sleep guarantee. Ask Steve for the details at Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Your complete sleep comfort store.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
And at 7:34, we throw it back to...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 in Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is, I think the temperature is like 73 degrees.
It's going to be 103 today, and we are live.
We are live from the country kitchen.
Sun at our back.
Sun at our back. Sun in the face of whoever's
sun
there.
Sun gold on our right.
Yep. Sun gold's here. I know Barbara Harrison, Gene King. We've seen other people are now starting to walk in. Come on down and join us. Have a cup of coffee. Say hello and contribute to this great, great organization, the Shasta Women's Refuge. You know, some of the things have been happening in town. And, you know, Gary Cadd's going to join us in a second to talk about the city council. So a couple of things I wanted to talk about before that. Something is that Christian Schumann. If you don't know that name, it's tie it to this. That's the man that punched Adam Martinez, and Adam Martinez died. Yeah, a lot of people don't know Christian's name, but they do know Adam Martinez. Well, today he goes in front of a Shasta County Superior Court judge who's going to decide whether Schumann goes to trial or not. And this is going to be an interesting decision here. As you know, Jerry Benito, who was a DA there, said he did not believe he could get a conviction in a trial. And this was one of the big, big items that people were just incensed about, that he wasn't going to take him in the trial. And Jerry Benito, in his defense there, said, "I don't believe it'll happen. I'm not going to do it." And he didn't. Well, this could have been one of the reasons that Benito was not reelected as district attorney, and Steve Carlton was. Steve Carlton never promised that he was going to take Schumann to trial. But what he said was, "I'll reopen that case and look at it." And then he decided, "Hey, there's enough here, so we're going to charge him." And so it was going in front of the judge today. So we should find out something today. The other thing is on some of the other things that were going on. You know, I'm going to hit a. One of the big things I think too is the police are making concessions. The police made concessions in a new contract that's reducing their health benefits amount that the city pays. It shifts the pension cost to the police, and the city saves over $500,000 over the next 2 years, and that's over $5,000 per officer. And I think we need to stand up and salute the police department here that knows that we're going through a tough time here in our city. And they made concessions here. And a lot of times, you know, when things were pretty rough here the last year or two, especially during the elections, the idea was, and when we talked to you know, a couple of people that were in the process here in the police side and said, "Look, this is going to be handled. This is going to happen. We just can't take our eye off the ball," which they didn't. And with through the city council and the negotiators and our great police department, we're going to save some money here. So our hats are off to them. The other thing is that we wanted to talk about today, and that's who our guest here is about. Gary.
Gary.
Good morning.
Gary, lean in there against that
microphone.
They're
talking about you in the chat room. Is Gary there yet? Yep. They want to hear all about it.
Tell us what happened.
Our chat packers.
Gary Cadd is our representative to the city council meetings. He hasn't missed one. He's missed one in, 432 years?
That's correct.
Ever since there was a written word, there's Gary Cadd.
Our little yipper.
Well, last evening, the council started off with their public comment period.
And Missy MacArthur, our mayor, allowed the citizens. There were such a number of people coming forward, mostly speaking to the convention center, and keeping the convention center open. That they allowed, I believe it was probably pretty close to about 25, 26 people come forward and speak in the 3-minute non-agendized item. So the meeting actually didn't start until probably 7:45, something like that.
Hey, Gary, was there anybody that spoke? I know that, you know, that the Bethel has made a big run at leasing the convention center. Is this considered a way of keeping it open by the people? Or are they saying, no, we want to have 6 more months to come up with an idea, or what? What was the kind of the consensus there?
Well, it's hard to say because actually this wasn't on the agenda, so the city didn't speak to this issue. This was in the non-agenda.
I'm just talking about the people.
Oh, well, the people want it open. I mean, if it winds up that Bethel will take it and for 5 years with a second 5-year option, they'll be there. The people want the convention center open. They do not want to close the convention center. They want it open.
Well, I think that that's a great. You know, I think we need to keep it open. I don't. I think we need to keep control of it in the sense that the city is still owns it.
Right.
We may lease it, but and frankly, whoever leases it, we need to keep our fingers in that convention center. And indeed into the rodeo grounds. Let's just talk about that, too.
Well, the whole area.
But once you lose the convention center, if you lost the convention center, you'd lose the – I think you'd lose the rodeo grounds. Okay, we've got a phone call.
We have a phone call, and it's John. John is on the line. John, just go live on the air.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you live on the air?
We're great.
And Gary, where are you, okay? John?
Excellent. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm fine.
Listen, first thing I'd like to, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to make a little statement about City Council last night, and then I'd like to ask Gary a question.
Yeah, go on, John.
Okay.
Of course, if you were down here right now, you could ask that question.
Well, I'm coming down for the second hour.
Okay, great.
I figured, you know, if we spaced it out, you guys keep having company, you wouldn't have so much open air, right?
Okay. So shoot, what's on your mind?
Last night at council, there were many, many, many speakers speaking about a whole plethora of things. An awful lot were speaking to the fact that the people who came to city council last session felt abused by some of the statements that were made, criticizing them for criticizing anything to do with the city. None were more eloquent, none were more concerned than Ivory Rose, a 16-year-old UPREP junior who spoke to council about its attempts to limit input from the public. What we heard was the footsteps of the future coming to the battle, and the future is ready, capable, and really not very happy with the way things have been going. I heard competency, and I heard we're ready to step up to the plate. There's going to be some very unhappy 18-year-olds who are going to enter into politics and try to make some corrections to the ship's course. It's not going well, and people recognize that, young people particularly. I was really impressed. Now, that's my statement. Now I'm going to say to Gary, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, we're going to I tell you what, John, can you hang on this till we do
sure.
a break?
You want me to
ask you that question? All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, Carl and DeBot. We're down at Country Kitchen down here at 1099 Hilltop Drive. We're here raising funds for the Women's Refuge. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock today. Gary Cat is our guest now. We're going to have Sheriff Tom Basinko will be joining us in the next hour. So we're going to take a quick break here, Carl and DeBot. This is Free Fire Radio.
Paid for by the Jim Nielsen Committee.
Frank Luntz has been called the most accurate political pollster of our time, and his dial sessions testing voter opinions across America have become a staple of the 2012 presidential campaign. But Frank Luntz is also a master communicator and advisor to many of America's top political and business leaders, whose new book, Win, is a runaway bestseller. And next Friday, June 24th, Frank Luntz is coming to Reading for a very special event. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen invites you to join him and his special guest, Fox News contributor Frank Luntz, for breakfast at the Reading Holiday Inn. No one has their fingers on the pulse of American politics like Frank Luntz, and you're invited to join him in Reading. Each guest will receive an autographed copy of Frank's new book. To purchase tickets for the breakfast with Fox News pollster Frank Luntz, call 530-289-6857. That's 530-289-6857 to reserve your seat today.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Here we go.
Linda Scott on the spot. Linda Scott on the spot. Yeah, yeah. Linda Scott on the spot. Linda Scott on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to talk about fashion and film, great music, lots of fun, great giveaways, and I want to thank my sponsors for making my show possible. That's the Mount Shasta Mall, Elegant Soul, and California Auto Repair and Smog. See you here Thursday night.
This is Free Fire Radio,
where the time is 7:45, and let's go back to Country Kitchen on Hilltop Drive in Reading, and more of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR 1460, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's wandering around the room talking to people that are coming in for breakfast. Come on down, and yeah, she's working the room. Come on down and join us. Have some coffee. Make a donation here to the Women's Refuge and see what's going on around here. We'll be here till 9 o'clock today. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And I say that because, you know, we're going to be there Friday evening from 6 to 9 for a fundraiser. There's going to be dancing. There's going to be a lot of huge raffle items there that Linda's putting together. We're going to have food, champagne, and, you know, it's a $5 donation just to get in, you know, to get in the door. And then if you want to buy raffle tickets, got great deal on raffle tickets, and these raffle gifts are, I think they're really good. I mean, you know, you're getting your money's worth. Let me put it that way. Our guest today is Gary Cadd, and on the phone we have John, and John had a question for Gary, and I think he was talking a little bit about the, well, John, what is your question?
Well, my question comes down to last night, Gary got up to speak, and he had evidently given some handouts to City Council concerning the Brown Act, and unfortunately he got interrupted, and he got kind of almost upstaged by the mayor. I think she was confused, but I didn't get it all. Gary's citation of the Brown Act was right on target in regards to what had happened at the last meeting, but something got messed up in the translation. I was wondering if Gary could clarify.
Well, yeah, I can. And you know, in what happened last night, the mayor and I have a good rapport. I'm not exactly sure why that happened. But the main point of my going forward last night was to talk about the Brown Act. There's been talk about the people that can't go up and actually criticize council. And so I've been carrying around this section that I found on the Brown Act, and I found this thing about 6 months ago. And so I read it at the last meeting, and I wanted to read it again last night, and if I can, I can read it real quickly right here. It's Brown Act Section 54954.3, Section C, and it's quite clear. The legislative body of a local agency shall not prohibit public criticism of the policies, procedures, programs, or services of the agency, or of the acts or omissions of the legislative body. Nothing in this subdivision shall confer any privilege or protection for expression beyond that otherwise provided by law. Which means that we can get up, and if the people, you get up and you congratulate the council and city staff on a fine job on a particular issue they're doing, and if there's another issue that comes up that is a really bothersome to the community, we do have the right to be able to stand up and be able to make our comments heard.
The fact is that there was, I know there was a, people took umbrage to something that Councilwoman Francie Sullivan said, I think the last meeting about people complaining. So I think it's been addressed, and we'll hope that it doesn't happen in the future. But John, thanks for the question.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for giving me the time, Carl.
You bet. And we'll see you later on down
I'll
here.
I'll be down.
People are coming in right now. Let's talk a little bit about the council now has said they're going to have – they need to see anything that's going to cost more than $30 for work done
for
in the city.
$30,000 at the moment. It's going to be hard to say how that's going to work out because that item was actually tabled and will come back before council most probably at the next meeting on exactly what the lower limit will be. But the problem was that up until – the meeting last night, the city staff could spend up to $125,000 on an informal bid. And what needs to happen is those bids need to be made public where the council knows what they are so that they're totally scrutinized by the public. And Mr. Starman made the comments last night, made the suggestion that it go back and that city staff work on it and come back. So I have a feeling that this issue will be rectified. I know that as far as the staff report that was presented last night, the ways of handling this problem was that the Director of Public Works could prepare a quarterly report. Well, I'm surprised that they would even come forward with a report that said could. It should say shall.
Well, the whole thing is that people, a number of things have happened that people, I believe, are starting to feel that their transparency in government is slowly eroding here. And it started last year. Remember when we had the confidential memos mm-hmm. when Kurt Starman sat down with people from Turtle Bay and McConnell Foundation, and it was made confidential. Well, then those were brought out. And then this latest one with the side letters and decisions made, and then now this one where REU goes out to spend $50,000 to $70,000 on a project that they just finished 3 years ago, and to me I think what happens is people are starting to say, well, wait a minute, it's who knows about it, shouldn't we all know about it?
Well, and the thing with it is, this afternoon at 2:00, the city council and the staff will be working on the budget. On their future budget, and they're going to have to make cuts at that budget of roughly $3.5-4 million. This is the 10th budget reduction session they've had since early 08, and they're going to have to work forward through it. So we need to save money, and we need to watch all our pennies. We need to watch what's going on and how we're going about it.
Okay. Gary, we're going to have to take a break, and when we come back, we've got a caller. Hang on, Sharon. We'll bring you through to the other line. You're listening to KCNR. We're broadcasting live here at Country Kitchen. Come by and say hi, and listen what's going on with the City Council. Gary Cadd and Sharon will be right back.
Mom, the Internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited Internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local Internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your Internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your Internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your Internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the Internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with two-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Join the conversation in our chat room.
KCNR1460.com.
At 7:55, let's rejoin Carl and Linda Bott with more of Free Fire Radio from Country Kitchen on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
You're not in trouble.
I'm not in trouble. The sheriff just showed up.
The sheriff just walked in in uniform. You know he's going to be talking about. It's currently 76 degrees. It's going to be 103 today, hot in the Reading area. Tomorrow should be cooling down with probably a lower temperature of about 95. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We have Gary Cadd here, but on the phone, let's take our caller live. Sharon, you're on the air.
Good morning, Linda and Carl and everyone else.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Hey, last night I went to the city council meeting, and I tried to get there early because I was thinking maybe, you know, it might be full. Oh, my gosh, there was standing room only again. And my point is that several times, many times, I've gone to the city council meeting this year, and they're packed. And not always, but, you know, especially when particular items come up. And it is just amazing at how many people are starting to get involved with the city council. And yet, Francine said in the last meeting before this about it's the same old people get up and talk about the same old thing. And, you know, she is wrong. It's not the same old people. There are new people coming all the time. They're not just tea parties. They're not just organizations. They're individuals who truly care about the city. And the people who do come, they truly, truly are encouraging others, and they're making the city council meetings more comfortable and more people-friendly by helping people understand what you do in a city council. Anyway, I was just thrilled to see that so many people are starting to get involved. And, Gary, I was wondering, since I did not stay, and I know, you know, you ought to have a bed there because you're there all the time and you wait until they come back from the closed sessions, which hats off to you. But I'm curious, how many people stayed until it was over at the end of the comments last night?
Well, at the end of the comments, I'd probably say there was probably 50 people still there in that general neighborhood. There was a large number of people there. But one thing, Sharon, while you were talking there about the people coming in, I think I'd be totally remiss if I didn't mention this. The convention center folks that want to keep the convention center open, and especially the group of Jeannie Mistel and Valerie Long, what a job those two ladies have done. And consider this, they brought forward petitions signed by people to keep the convention center open. They had 2,500 petitions.
And they did it in like 11 days.
And they raised those in 11 days.
Yes,
I wonder what would happen if they got serious.
Exactly. I mean, that just shows the power of the people, how much we can get done in such a short amount of time. And that's another point you bring up, Gary. When I saw what the convention center people did some time ago, there was Mad for Shasta had put together something about RCAC. And they did the same thing. And I got a hats off to Sherlyn Pappas. She had organized the whole thing. And it was, to me, from my experience, the first kind of hijacking of the city council where the city council was kind of forced to listen to an issue because person after person after person organized got up and spoke. And that's exactly what the people for the convention center did. And what a wonderful way to get their point across, organized, proficient. You know, I couldn't be more pleased with the people of Reading and how they're starting to really organize and
Hey, Sharon, we're down to our last 30 seconds, but you know what? You're absolutely right on everything you said. I'm just really like the idea is that the people are getting organized and are taking, you know what, they're taking charge of the city here.
And the young people. And young people.
Absolutely. Okay, we've got a break here for the news. Thank you, Sharon, so much for your phone call. Gary, thank you so much for being here. Sheriff Basenko was our guest for the next hour, is here already and looking ready for it. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They surged in, and soon those U.S. troops in Afghanistan will be phased out. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, Dave, several sources tell Fox News the president will announce the withdrawal of 10,000 U.S. combat troops by the end of this year, and the other 20,000 that made up the surge will be out by the end of next summer. Not soon enough for Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey, the Democrat from California.
It's simply not acceptable to ask for more patience and more time for this strategy to work.
But others warn against withdrawing any surge troops at all for fear that we will lose the gains made against Al-Qaeda, Dave.
First, the president will address the nation at 8 Eastern tonight. With Congress and the White House at odds over Libya, the House could vote tomorrow on two resolutions. One would limit the U.S. role to non-combat. The sirens could sound any minute in Minot, North Dakota, warning of a potentially big flood. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave, this could be Minot's worst flood in 40 years, and even though residents were told to evacuate by 6 o'clock tonight, the mayor now says the Souris River may start pouring over the dikes within the hour. State Senator Karen Krebsbach says it's the second time this month residents have had to leave their homes.
I think they fully understand the need to move again. They know that, but it's just the heartbreaking part of going through it again.
And Craig, Missouri residents are being told to evacuate because of the rising Missouri River. Dave?
Jennifer Newt Gingrich insists.
I am very different than normal politicians. And normal consultants found that very hard to deal with.
The Republican presidential candidate shrugging off the departure of his two top fundraisers weeks after an exodus of 16 campaign staffers. Gingrich said in Atlanta this morning, both Ronald Reagan and John McCain suffered staff defections before being nominated. The Chinese artist and activist Ai Weiwei, who designed the iconic Bird's Nest Stadium for the 2008 Beijing Olympics, has been set free. Detained since April, Weiwei, state media in China says, agreed to pay back taxes. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start, where right now 11/16 by 5.5 by 6 foot redwood dog-eared fence pickets are at the new lower price of just $197. Your customers will love these durable materials because every weather-resistant picket is built to last. And at just $1.97 each, they'll help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Casey Anthony's lawyers are again trying to put reasonable doubt in a jury's mind at her murder trial. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live outside the Orlando courthouse.
Dave, defense witness Michael Sigmund is a forensic scientist who helped collect those air samples from the trunk of Casey Anthony's car, where prosecutors say she stashed little Kaylee's body and that the smell of human decomposition was observed. While Sigmund found chemicals related to human decomposition,
I cannot conclusively determine that the presence of those compounds indicated that there had been human remains in the trunk of the car.
Though one of those chemicals he found was chloroform, the prosecutors allege it was used to subdue daughter Kaylee, Dave.
Evan, a Texas man in prison for nearly two decades for a crime he did not commit, is getting payback. Anthony Graves will get $80,000 for each of the 18 years the 45-year-old spent behind bars, tax-free. Graves was convicted but later exonerated in the 1992 murders of a grandmother and five children. Also in Texas, a woman who's not a cop sure wants to fight crime.
When Monique Lawless of Alpine, Texas, saw three men allegedly steal cases of beer at a Walmart on Sunday, she sprang into action, chasing the bandits and jumping on their getaway car.
He started the car and I knew I needed to get off, because he didn't care, and they're laughing at me the whole time in the car.
The 42-year-old slightly injured while trying to stop the suspect.
I hit my face. I don't think my nose was broke, but it swelled up really big.
Police arrested the men at another Walmart following a high-speed chase. Monique has a message for other would-be thieves out there.
We're not going to put up with it. You will be punished.
Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, there is little movement. The Dow up just 4 points ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision today, expected to leave interest rates unchanged. Now, the market could also react to whatever Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has to say about the state of the economy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to this hour of Free Fire Radio. Let's go live to Country Kitchen on Hilltop Drive in Reading and rejoin hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
And that is exactly where we are, right here at Country Kitchen. We're being joined by people here coming in, having breakfast, coming in to say hello, stopping by to have a coffee. We're selling rifle raffle tickets.
Yeah, and we're also taking it five. If you don't want to buy a raffle ticket, come by. Just come by and drop a little money. We've got a box there for the Shasta Women's Refuge. And, you know, we are.
Just drop a dollar.
This is our mission now. Yeah. You're going to be Dancing with the Stars July 9th. And part of the Dancing with the Stars, as they choose somebody to do that, is to also ask them to be in fundraiser mode. So we've been fundraising. Friday night we'll be at Tobacco and Brew, who's been really behind us and been one of our major sponsors since the day we started the radio.
That's right.
Being on, and so from 6 to 9, just it's a pretty much just $5 gets you in the door. We're going to be having food and wonderful libations and dancing, and they're going to get to see you dance, and we have some prize singing and raffles and all that good stuff. So if you hear a lot of stuff going on, commotion in the background, come and join us this morning. We'll be here for another hour.
That's right, and today we're fortunate to have as our guest and our regular monthly roundup is Sheriff Tom Pacinko.
Good morning, Carl. And how are you?
Good morning.
We're doing great. You know, and how are you doing, Sheriff?
Great. Thanks for doing this for the Women's Refuge, a great organization. And it was at the Walk a Mile.
Inner Shoes.
That was a lot of civic leaders and here from Reading.
Did you wear high heels?
I did. I had a pair of black pumps that had red lights on them for emergency vehicle and badges.
Yes, gotta love it.
But come on down and give a donation. There's some members here from the Women's Refuge.
Yes.
They'd be glad to take donations. They always need support.
That is just great.
We know some people talk about being a lot of these, you know, all these. Every time we go someplace, that place, there you are. So,
yep.
I mean, you must be twice as busy.
I'm very busy. This Friday, Supervisor Les Baugh and I were doing an auction down in Cottonwood at the community center to raise the roof, to help raise funds to replace the roof on the community center down there. And it's a community dinner, so people can come out for that as well.
That's great. You know, and you've been the auctioneer at a couple of other places, too, I know.
The Boondocker Ball and for the MASH Bash, for the event. You bet.
in the match bag. We're going to be there this year, of course.
Christmas for the Troops?
Yeah, but Mash Bash is, I think, is in September.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, we'll talk about that.
Yeah,
the month, I mean, it's
yeah,
like,
right
it's on
now,
the calendar right
now. Right now, it's the Women's Refuge.
I was stuffing boxes last year for Christmas for the Troops, packing all those great boxes to send overseas to our men and women in the military.
Which, you know, a lot of people don't, you know. Well, they're still there. And even though Obama's going to give a speech today talking about probably pulling 10,000, that, you know, we had put 30,000 in last year. So that's going to be should be an interesting speech today.
So are you going to do some unique dancing? Are you going to do like the Tommy Gunn two-step or something like that?
It may end up looking like that, but that's not what I'm trying to do. Oh. You know,
Tommy Gunn two-step.
You know, we should put an APB out for, Kathy Babcock, because this woman who has been with the Dancing with the Stars since the conception of it is the head choreographer for Dancing with the Stars, and then she's my dance partner, and I'm blessed by that. But I'm also blessed by a woman that has so much patience and good nature and good humor that just watches me, and she doesn't roll on the floor laughing, holding her side. She is a total lady.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very refreshing to meet somebody who's such a class act lady like that.
Yeah, and we're going to have her on. You know, she teaches dancing. That's her profession now. And that, you know what? I can't think of somebody else better to learn to dance from than her. So maybe, you know, like next year. Have you been out there yet? Sure.
Well, I'd have to go to the hospital and have an operation because they'd have to install a right foot since I have two left feet.
You know, that's not a good excuse anymore. You know, you could have used that before until I got out there, Tom. I tell you what. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to kind of start talking about it. We had Jim Nielsen on yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I heard part of that.
Okay, and Jim was, you know, adamant about the what's going on with this release of the prisoners. Yeah. We just saw Larry Lee's on last week saying that the county's not doing too bad. I shouldn't say not doing too bad.
We're doing better than most, but not too bad.
That's right.
It is not too bad.
And we want to talk about our state of law enforcement and the sheriff's, you know, at your level, things that we should be looking for here in the next few months, because things change so radically.
A lot going on. We'll talk a little bit about an ammunition bill, SB 144.
Oh, yes, that one.
Definitely want to know about that.
Right. Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. We're down here at Country Kitchen at 1099 Bat 9 Hilltop. Come on down, say hello, take a look at what Bad Bob is wearing today.
This is KCNR, 1460.
Join us in our fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at the weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. For more information on Wind River's fantastic Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2011 Kia Sedona from Redding Kia. It's better on the river.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Where the time is 8:14, Free Fire Radio is live on location at Country Kitchen on Hilltop Drive in Reading. And now we rejoin hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here at Country Kitchen. We're having a great time. We have people coming down. People are buying rifle raffle tickets. They're making donations to the Shasta Women's Refuge. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care on Hartnell Avenue. Dr. Joseph Lea, our optometrist of choice. And this is the man that that got Linda started on getting her eye repaired with that torn retina. And we can't say enough about him. On-site lab, been in the business a long time. He cares about his patients. His staff cares about patients. That's Dr. Joseph Lea, Advantage Eye Care, Hartnell Avenue.
The other day when we were on our way to go see the retinal expert, the doctor called about three or four times because I guess, I don't know, my cell phone was dead or something, and I opened my phone up after plugging it in, and, you know, there's somebody who was really on top of trying to, how are you? How is it? Is it, you know, I need to know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, come on down, and with us this morning, we're always so pleased and honored to have our sheriff, who is just such a wonderful public servant. You really serve.
We seem to have lost our connection momentarily from Country Kitchen and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. So let's take a quick break here, and we will attempt to reestablish connection. Again, Carl and Linda live on location at Free Fire Radio, or Free Fire Radio is live on location this morning. Carl and Linda Bott are at Country Kitchen at 1099 Hilltop Drive in Reading, and I believe we have reestablished contact with Carl and Linda.
Okay,
we're here.
We're back. Okay, that's what happens when you're doing, you know, you're running the when you run remotes now.
We're doing different stuff here.
Yeah, but you know what? We used to take a van and four people to do a remote. It takes one computer and like three pieces of equipment that that works
anyway,
so well.
Getting anyway. Back, Tom Basenko. Hi, we're right here.
Right, and Sheriff, you were talking about some of the things that were going to be happening. The Jim Nielsen was on and talking yesterday about the turning loose of prisoners. It's going to happen, he says. It they have to, starting like July 1st.
That's the way AB 109 was written, was it should happen on July 1st. However, in speaking with the Secretary of the Prison System and Governor Brown on several occasions, they say it's not going to take place until they have the funding for it. Now we'll see what, as Paul Harvey would say, what is the rest of the story. But by law, the way 109 is written, it could take effect July 1, but there's also a clause in AB 109 that says it can't take effect without funding.
Well, so I guess then if we look best cases, it's not going to happen.
Well,
and worst case is on July 1st.
It will happen, and it'll be a transition. What you're not going to see is the gates of the prison open up, squeak, and then thousands of people run out, screaming and yelling in chaos. That's not going to happen. It is prospective, to whereas people are sentenced to prison, let's say 2 years, and that would end up being in county time, or as they come onto parole, if they're a nonviolent offender, non-serious, then the parole would be the responsibility of the county.
Okay. So
we are having meetings on that here locally with probation, public defender, DA, representatives from the counties like the CAO's office on trying to develop a plan and some situations for that. But we know that's going to be costly, and it's not like counties have a lot of money, especially Shasta County.
So would you say, and so then when they start talking about the people they're going to be turning loose, and it's It's supposed to be lesser offenders, I assume.
We call them the three nons: nonviolent, non-sexual offenders, and non-serious. Although it's kind of a little oxymoron that you have to have a serious offense to get to prison, but that's basically it's a nonviolent. Be more like your drug offenders, thieves, burglars.
People that invade your home, take your stuff, but they're not violent about it.
Correct. Excuse me.
And since they've been into like graduate school for the last 2 years, they've got better ways of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
It's going to be a huge impact for counties, especially smaller ones like Shasta or larger ones like Los Angeles, San Diego, or Orange County.
They could literally get. I'm sure they could get literally thousands back. I think the number that I've heard, and I don't know if this is true, is that if all this happens, is that over a period of time we'd get like 600. Or is that
around 6,700? That's correct. Overall, in the state has to reduce their prison population by about 33,000, and that was a result of a Supreme Court decision, Coleman v. Pallotta.
Yeah.
And that was due to overcrowding conditions in the prison and lack of medical care.
Well, you know, we're still on the hook for building new prisons or hospital parts for hundreds of millions of dollars for the prisoners.
And then the expensive part is operating those prisons that has reoccurring expenses year after year, the medical care costs for the prisoners. I think currently the state of California pays over $2 billion for medical care for prisoners.
They're saying that in California we spend $50,000 per prisoner per year, $12,000 a year per prisoner just for medical care.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure, you know, by when you add all that up, it comes off to that. And, you know, it's as a comparison, the state of New York, and these are from 2008-2009, so I'm sure that these costs have gone up since then. The state of New York spends about about $4,500 on medical care, and I think it's like $20,000 for the prisoners and for that as far as a yearly amount. And that California, of course, is leading the nation in the cost of prisoner care.
Right. And it's, as you know, California is also a very litigious state. They have a number of prisoner rights and prisoner advocate groups that take on the state and the counties for prisoner care.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We got questions coming in from the chat room. We got people showing up here for breakfast and dropping by. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. We just talked about the release of prisoners that is supposed to start July 1st, which is, oh my gosh, that's almost like next week.
Just around the corner.
Just around the corner. All right, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We're down here at the Country Kitchen. Come on down, 1099 Hilltop Drive, and say hello. And you've got a question for the sheriff, asking face-to-face. Or you can just see what Bad Bob's wearing today. Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew as we put on a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. That's right, a fundraiser and Dancing with the Stars preview.
You're going to be able to see Carl dancing with his partner, Kathy Babcock, with a preview of what they're going to be performing on July 9th. Now, don't be confused. The fundraiser is June 24th at Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's.
And one of the greatest walk-in humidors in the North State. Joe and Shelly know how to put on a party, and they know how to support our town.
$5 cover.
And that's for champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and just being able to watch me trip the light fantastic. So come on down June 24th. From 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew and watch a preview of Dancing with the Stars. And let's raise some money for a good cause.
We'll see you then.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Redding's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily, and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives starting with a five-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
Hi, I'm Jerry Bay, owner of Budget Blinds of Reading. I think one of the biggest frustrations for people picking out window coverings at the big box store is the confusion. Besides, there's no place better than your own home to choose colors. Second, the person helping you might have worked in plumbing last week, and today they're a window covering expert. The dog days of summer are on their way, and so are rising utility bills. Let us show you how to insulate your windows and help you enjoy where you live. Budget Blinds is a full-service window covering contractor specializing in all types of window coverings. Budget Blinds carries shutters, draperies, blinds, even exterior shades. Did you know that exterior shades can drastically reduce heat and glare from entering your home? Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and see how easy replacing your old worn-out window coverings can be. Be sure to check your mailbox for Max Value Mailer and Mailbox Merchants for a valuable coupon. Budget Blinds is your window covering superstore to your door. License number 848-191.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, The Belligerent Duck, and Vaughn Sporting Goods. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
It's 8:24. Let's rejoin hosts Carl and Linda Bott with this morning's edition of Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda live on location at Country Kitchen on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Yeah, welcome. We are here live, and of course we are going to be going back into a conversation shortly with Sheriff Thomas Sanko, and we have Barbara Harrison and some of the gals here for the Shasta Women's Refuge. We're here this morning, of course, as a fundraiser to raise your awareness, raising funds for the women's shelter, Shasta Women's Shelter. Carl will be dancing with the stars in the night. So we have our fundraiser and our get to come by and see us this morning, have breakfast with us at Country Kitchen. We're here live, and then of course Friday night we do have a box. Barbara's looking like, come by and put some money in the box. If you just step by and just put a dollar in if you can, just come by and we'd love to meet you. Anyway, Carl, we're going to go to the phones live. We have John online.
John, good morning. You have a question for the sheriff.
Good morning. Yes, I do. Nice to talk to you again, Carl and Linda and Bad Bob and Tom. How are you this morning?
Very good. Thank you for calling in, John.
Listen, some way or another, we have to deal with reopening the county jail. The closure is not working out well, and the lack of priority given to reopening the jail and even the consideration of closing another floor is just out of the question. And I don't know if you have a way to put any pressure on the Board of Supervisors, but I think we as citizens need to go down to the City Council, the Board of Supervisors meetings on Wednesday and make safety a priority. We have got to have some safety on the streets. You can see where it's going right now with the crimes that are going, the street crimes that are happening, and the fact that every time you look at the arrest logs, you see the same people going in and coming back out again. And as you said, it's going to get worse when they're releasing prisoners from the state system onto our streets. We have got to change the priorities down at the Board of Supervisors. They've got to put some money into the county jail program. There's no way this thing is going to work without it.
Well, John, you know, I agree with you with having to reopen the floor of the jail and prioritizing, but public safety is a top priority for myself, obviously, in my position, but for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors as well. A little over a year ago, 2 years ago now, they didn't reserve for the tune of $2 million to keep Sheriff's Office, District Attorney, and Probation afloat till the end of the budget year. That's because the revenues weren't coming in that from the state and from sales tax revenues. Then this year, public safety, the same three, were going to be short because of impacts for the state vehicle license fees. They dipped into their savings account, if you will, to the tune of $3 million to keep further deterioration of our staffing and services from going. To reopen the floor of the jail would cost between $1.5 and $2 million a year. That would get us about 120 beds. We've also had reductions from Crystal Creek Men's Camp in the 1990s and our detention annex and our work release program. To get these all going requires funding, and it is prioritization, but quite frankly, all counties are in the same boat right now, some worse off than others. But we're seeing more jail closures in potentially in Merced, Fresno, Los Angeles, Stanislaus, and keep naming the counties because of the lack of funding and lack of revenues that are coming into the counties. But I share your concerns. I'm here for you. I'm here for the community. And the board is, and you can always come down and comment during public comment period on Tuesdays. The board starts at 9 o'clock.
Tom, thank you very much for that. And I will make a point of being down there and talking the next time that there's a meeting. I just want to say that there has to be other programs in the county. I don't even care if it's road repairs that they forego or any other issues, but we have got to prioritize safety on the streets, and the jail is necessary.
The board does prioritize that, and it's a matter of, if you fund the jail, who do you not fund in the county? That's how close the budget is.
Thanks,
you know,
Tom.
John, thanks a lot for your phone call. You know, and that's what we're facing here. That's what the city's facing there. You know, got about a minute left before we go to our news break. You know, Sheriff, it keeps coming up, and every time that we're talking, it's you know, the fact that public safety,
mm-hmm.
and I think people are becoming more and more aware of it, because now they're being surrounded by the fact that we've closed the jail. Now people are starting to see people on the streets. You're starting to see things of groups of people beating up somebody.
Well, you've seen the headline news of some violent crimes, stabbings,
yeah.
robberies. I think we may have lost our connection. Did we lose our connection, Bob?
Dropped off the line.
But you're right, and it's a concern. And I just think we're having to...
No, we've got about 30 seconds.
About 30 seconds, got it. So that is a big concern for public safety, and it's good that the citizens are being aware of that, and they need to report the crime. Sometimes they don't call in.
Okay.
So we got to wrap it up for the break. Bob is winding up, or else he's imitating a helicopter. I'm not sure which.
Sheriff Thomas Lincoln is our guest. We're going to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be back talking about ammo bills.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Residents are getting too used to this in Minot, North Dakota. With water from the Souris River about to pour over flood walls, thousands are evacuating again.
2 weeks ago, we had a big crew here and moved everything out and started moving back in this last weekend, and now we're moving it all back out again.
Minot resident Carson Shep. Flood warnings also continue to be posted along the upper Missouri River.
What happens upstream in a river continues flowing downstream, so many other cities will continue to see flooding over the next several weeks.
Fox News meteorologist Maria Molina. After top advisors abandoned his Republican presidential campaign, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says it's too early to write them off.
The fact is, campaigns go up and down. I'm not running to talk about the nuances of campaigning. I'm running because we have enormous problems.
Gingrich today in Atlanta. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month. You get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak.
There. All moved into our new apartment.
Yep.
Hey, did you call the phone company like I asked?
Ooh.
Cable, the paper?
Well...
Renter's insurance. Oh, please tell me you called State Farm.
Of course I did. You say I never listened to you.
We all want to protect our stuff, but your landlord's insurance doesn't cover your stuff. So call your State Farm agent for renter's insurance.
We live where you live.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
And it's 8:34. Let's go back now to Carl and Linda Vaught with more of Free Fire Radio live from Country Kitchen on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Good morning. It's Carl and Linda, and we're down here, as Jess Bob said, the Country Kitchen. I would like to thank Charlie and Lynn Moss, the owners of Country Kitchen, for offering up their dining room here for us. And we've had a number of more people are coming in now and having breakfast and joining us and dropping off donations from Refuge. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, located on Athens Avenue, is in D.C., Man in Black. Give haircuts, no styling. They have discounts for veterans. Great guys. And, you know, you can sit in there and just, you know, enjoy the conversations that are going on. They don't do, you won't see hair dryers. You'll never see nail polish in there, I'm pretty sure. And then it is man's last stronghold. They do cut hair. Great, and they trim beards, according to Bad Bob.
And they cut the hair in your ears. All right, enough of that. Hey, so, ammunition, which is one of your huge things. Our guest is Thomas Sanko, but before we went to go there, I was going to say one more time, thank you to Charlie and Lynn Moss. They are the owners of Country Kitchen, and I have known Charlie and Lynn since early 90s. They're the really good, solid of the earth people, great integrity, and they opened Country Kitchen a while back, and we love it here. So thank you for allowing us to be here this morning so that we could invite you all to come down and see us this morning while we are raising funds for the Women's Refuge.
Okay, Sheriff Thomas Sinko is our guest here, and we talked about trying to reopen the jail, the floor of the jail, and what's going to probably have to happen with that, and would be a windfall of money. We talked about the release of prisoners that could happen. You know, worst case could happen in 2 weeks. And again, the good news being is that they said they wouldn't unless there was money.
Yeah, we're trying to push that out as far as possible, maybe to October.
Yeah.
We, as sheriffs, myself and other state sheriffs from around the state, are on a weekly conference call. Oftentimes, the secretary of the prison system, Matthew Cate, joins us. We have committees that meet with him. He meets with us very regularly because this is a big concern statewide, and we don't want to impact our communities and our citizens throughout our own counties and California.
It should be, it's
actually the California is renting beds, if you will, in other prisons outside the state of California. There's about 10,000 California state inmates that are housed in other states through Nevada and other states.
Well, Well, okay, we've got one of our, you know, one of the people that, yeah, Sun Gold, one of the people that chat, you know, is in our chat room all the time. She knows when we're down here and had breakfast. Yeah, really nice people. Super. Hey, Tom, the new ammunition bill you mentioned at the beginning of the hour.
Right. Last year, there was Assembly Bill 962 that was signed into law, and that restricted ammunition purchases for handgun ammunition. It would require a fingerprint, and you couldn't buy ammunition through the internet or through mail order. Was a huge problem for businesses in California and for citizens. That bill was overturned because it was found unconstitutional, or in the words of the court, constitutionally vague. The senator that brought it in, Senator De Leon, has another bill.
A non-friend of people that believe in the Second Amendment.
He is not a gun-friendly, ammunition-friendly person. And so he introduced Senate Bill 144. And Senate Bill 144 even goes farther in restricting ammunition for rifles and for pistols that would put the same stipulations on it that AB 962 did as far as fingerprints, no internet, no mail order. And he's trying to dress it up, put lipstick on a pig, if you will, to make it a ban against cop killer bullets, because rifle ammunition, armor-piercing ammunition will penetrate the bullet-resistant vests of law enforcement officers. That's just simply a ruse to get the bill through, because it does not have to be armor-piercing to penetrate some of the Kevlar vests that law enforcement officers wear.
Well, if that's the case, if it's just, I mean, you're looking at something that will penetrate a vest, and you're, okay, so that becomes like a 308 round, or it becomes, rounds that can do that. Well, then, but 9 mils can't do that, right. And 22s can't do that. So does that mean
AP rounds, armor-piercing rounds, are already illegal federally,
right. Yeah.
And they're already illegal in the state
right.
law. But he wants to try and make more problems for gun owners and people that purchase ammunition. And so I've already opposed the bill. Some other sheriffs, pro-gun sheriffs, are opposing the bill, and we're trying to get some ahead of steam up to where this bill can be defeated. We're working closely with the NRA and the California Rifle Pistol Association on trying to keep this bill from going through.
Well, we'd like to join in on that, too, because this is just another – you know, it's not about ammunition and guns. It's about controlling you. And if – that, and it goes right back down to the point is, if they pass this law, people like me and Bad Bob and the people in this room here and our listeners will obey that law, as stupid as it is.
That's how they're going to go about gun control.
That's exactly
rather
what
than
it
controlling
is.
The guns, control the ammunition, and then that'll also, to a degree, make them useless.
And everything they do is just a wax away just a little bit. So there's less people that say, okay, you know what, it's become such a hassle, I'm just not going to do it. And that's what they want.
They've tried
want
to control
that to happen.
Reloading supplies. They've tried to serialize the bullets for the projectiles. It's a big push against gun and gun owners. And people have to be vigilant and keep track of these bills to oppose them and write to their senators, their assemblymen. I know that Senator Doug LaMalfa and Assemblyman Jim Nielsen are against those bills. I've spoken to them regarding it and written letters to them.
Well, you know, I think we got to take a break here. But what we need to do, though, is write letters and send emails to Daley and the rest of the people.
Right.
And say, hey, look, you know what? This is an imposition on me, a law-abiding citizen. I can't even buy 22 caliber ammunition.
You can even email all of our senators and all of our assemblymen. If you go to www.ca.gov and then look up the legislature, you can email members of the Public Safety Committee and the different committees that these bills work their way through. So it can be, you don't have to necessarily sit down and pound out or write out a letter. You can email them, and they do keep track of these support and oppose people that call in and send in.
Well, good. But we need to do that. We'll put that on our website then, that address. We need to take a break here. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basanko, Carl Lindebaugh. We're down here at Country Kitchen on Hilltop, and we're here to raise money for the Women's Refuge. Stop on by, have breakfast, buy a rifle raffle ticket.
Drop some money in the slot.
Drop some money in the slot here. And, you know, $2, $1,000. We'll take it all. Carl Lindebaugh, this is Free Fire Radio.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Hi, it's Melanie Morgan here to tell you about Troopathon.org, an amazing effort to support our brave troops fighting the war on terror. Please join me in thanking the troops for their sacrifice by sponsoring a heartfelt care package of cookies, coffee, and other treats. Troopathon's teaming up with their friends Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Ambassador John Bolton, and many others to help our troops in the fourth annual Troopathon on June 23rd. Please visit Troopathon.org to sponsor a care package for troops on the front lines in Iraq and Afghanistan. Once again, it's Troopathon.org.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio at 8:45. We rejoin hosts Carl and Linda Bott. They are live on location at the Country Kitchen Restaurant on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Good morning, and we are absolutely live here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. We have 103 today. Our temperature looks like we're up there in the triple digits clock. And, of course, we are asking for donations. Just come in and say hi. But we're on our fundraising mode here for Shasta County Women's Refuge. And Friday night we'll be at Tobacco Brew from 6 to 9. We've got music by Robert. He's going to be DJing with all the laser lights, and you'll see Carl and Kathy dancing, and we've got some singers, and we have some great raffle tickets. So come on by.
That's right. And our guest today is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we've talked so far about the release of prisoners, possible release of prisoners as early as 2 weeks from our state prisons. We've talked about the ammo bill that's coming up again that will again take more of your rights away from you, because as you know, criminals will pay attention to every one of these laws, which is probably the definition of criminals. The definition of a criminal is somebody that obeys all the laws. So that'll work.
You know, the cities in the U.S. that have the most restrictive gun laws also have the highest crime rate and murder rates due to guns. Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C.
Yeah. I mean, this whole thing is so ridiculous. You know, one of the things that we wanted to talk about, too, was the, you know, the we've talked about a lot of, specific questions, just like the ones today. But, we started talking about the Sheriff's Department. You know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of, people have questions about that. And, how your structure works. And because I know that you're spread out and all over the county, of course. But, what is your structure and how does the Sheriff's Department work like that?
Well, it's a Sheriff's Office because the office is an elected office versus a department. The Sheriff is an elected official. They serve independently of the Board of Supervisors, so I don't work for the board. I don't work for the CAO. We're like the chief of police answers to the city manager. The sheriff answers to the people, elected by the people. Everybody else is a deputy sheriff on down. In our department, we have about 120 deputies, and then we have about 100 civilian staff that work on our records. We obviously run and operate a jail. We investigate crime. We have a boating safety patrol unit on Shasta Lake and all the waterways of Shasta County except for Whiskeytown Lake, which is covered by the Park Service. I'm also the coroner. It's a sheriff coroner position. Many smaller counties are a dual position there. And we investigate unattended and sudden deaths, accidental deaths. We have a forensic pathologist, Dr. Susan Comfort, who does the autopsies, and we keep track of that. We also have a search and rescue unit with about total of about 400 volunteers from motorcycles to rock climbing to trackers, and they do an outstanding job of helping people that get lost or are in need of rescue. We have some citizen volunteer patrol groups in a number of communities, and they drive around in a patrol car that's marked Citizens Volunteer Patrol. And they are our eyes and our ears for suspicious activity or criminal activity.
We need to see more of them.
Yes. We have them in Cottonwood, Happy Valley, Old Shasta, Shingletown, Burney, Fall River.
How's that work?
It works out great. Some very dedicated people that go out there. They're able to do it at their own expense, so they put gas in their patrol car. They basically live on donations for that. They have little uniforms with a hat and insignias. They do vacation checks, so if you're away on vacation, they can check your home to make sure it has not been vandalized or burglarized. Do some great jobs with us to help work us some community events, parades for traffic control. Very dedicated individuals.
How would one get a hold? Is that through the Sheriff's Department mm-hmm. to find this Citizens Patrol? Okay.
Right. Call our office at 245-6166, or they could call our volunteer coordinator for Citizens Volunteer Patrol, Arnie, at 347-3621, or our volunteer coordinator at the Sheriff's Office, 245-6095.
Question for you, Sheriff, is that we were talking about this at the break, that as we go through the year, we know that the fall or the winter represents probably different situations, mm-hmm. problematic situations of that season. Besides the water, fire, right. What are we looking for here now in June, July, and August?
We get a lot more calls for service that involve alcohol. A lot of times, fights, domestic violence. We have a lot of thefts. The day is longer. And so thefts do occur at all times of the day and night. There's more people out because of the good weather, even at nighttime. Wintertime, we see still domestic violence and fights, especially if there's a long period of rain and people are inside and tend to get on each other's nerves. Summertime, see a lot of people getting lost, people getting injured or drowning on Shasta Lake. Some of it's alcohol-related, some is improper boat operation. So it's important to be safe all the time, be aware of your surroundings, and, of course, fire and having a defensible space and being ready and prepared for fire, maybe having a go bag if you have to evacuate or something.
Yeah, time to just, as we had on the emergency preparedness.
We have a go bag now right next to the door.
Right, yeah. And we also have a go bag from Bad Bob, who told us we have to take a break. And you're talking about people that irritate you that you're with all the time? It isn't Bad Bob. We love him. That's right. In fact, you can come down and take a look at Bad Bob. I know a lot of people go, what's Bad Bob looks like? It's hard to describe because this is the man. Okay, take a quick break, Carl and the Bot. We're going to be here on KCNR 146. We're down at Country Kitchen, and we've got about 10 minutes left, so just come on down and say
hello.
Your
last-minute questions for the sheriff. Yeah, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel and Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins
reminding you that June is Scary Story Month at New Radio Theater.
Listen to new horror stories the way they did it in the old days and let your imagination run wild.
It's much scarier that way.
Sundays at 4 p.m. on KCNR.
Brought to you by Kent's Meats and Groceries and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance. Get your marshmallows and your sleeping bags.
And join us on the web at newradiotheater.com.
If you did.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Well, I won't. And it's 8:55. Let's go back out to Country Kitchen and wrap things up this morning with hosts Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back.
It was heartwarming.
It was. You know, one of our listeners just dropped in and
brought a check.
She was working out today, and she just dropped a check off and just said she wanted to, you know, to say hello and to help support what's going on here. So thank you so much, Ann.
Been working out, lost
weight. At Adams Performance.
She looks fabulous.
That's right. And we're not.
And so she dropped off that check for Women's Refuge, right?
Yeah, that's right.
She sure dropped it off. Women's Refuge. So that's what we're doing. If you come by, we'll put it in a box because we're collecting money.
The whole idea is to support the refuge and the things they're doing, and it's a community thing that we've got we're just so proud of the community here in the North State and in our county and our towns and our towns around us, Anderson, Cottonwood, the city of Shasta Lake. We just are really enjoying it. And our guest, you know, one of the reasons that we enjoy
this
county is sitting right here with us, Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Well, thanks very much. I enjoy being a part of the community, part of our county.
Well, you know, you've always been accessible. And I think, you know, I think that I've heard of other places where, you know, they can't talk to their elected officials. I just don't see that happening here in Shasta County.
No, that's part of being an elected official. I think it's part of our government that you should be accessible and hear from the people. That's who you're representing. And I think that's a very important aspect.
How long, if you don't mind me asking, when will your term come up?
My term is a four-year term. The sheriffs are tied to four-year terms, usually during the gubernatorial cycle. So the next election is in 2014. I was reelected a year ago, June. I did not have any opposition, so made it a little bit easier, so I didn't have to do a ton of campaigning. But I think that was also reflective of our office and the changes that we've been made, that there was no opposition also.
I think that they, yeah, I think that's a good answer for that. It doesn't mean, though, you can't throw a bunch of advertising funds with us next time.
That's correct.
Even if you're running unopposed, yeah. Just so you get your name out there,
yep.
Tom.
Chance favors the prepared mind. So.
Okay, you know, with like about 2.5 minutes left, something for our listeners, you know, leave something with them that we've been talking about, you know, some things that may not be as positive. It's, of course, positive about the Sheriff's Department,
right.
But some things that you see that are good. Yeah.
The good thing is our community. Sitting here, we have a very giving community. It seems like no matter what the cause is, the nonprofit people are very willing to contribute and help out those things. Other than you doing the Dancing with the Stars, there's some other stars that are out there that are raising money for their events. There was another one Candace Vaughn had,
yes,
on Raise the Roof or something with
she
Candace
was top
on top of Lulu's.
And we're going to have a number of the people that are dancing on our show.
Yes.
We're doing a fundraiser down in Cottonwood. People are very giving, and that's a great thing about our community. We're still friendly, even though we're growing. You know, one of the during the break, one of the listeners spoke on the or wrote in on the chat room that they'd like to see more of the citizen volunteers. We do have them in a number of communities. They do vary their patrol times between daytime and evening times, and they do it on strictly a volunteer basis. And last year, thousands of hours countywide did these volunteers donate. It's volunteering. We did an appreciation luncheon for them about a week ago and had many of them turn out.
Nice to know, especially when you're taking vacations over the summer, that you can have the volunteer. What are they called again? Their titles?
Well, it depends. We have search and rescue volunteers. We have citizen patrol volunteers. We have Carl just got assaulted there to remind him of 1 minute. But asphalt cowboys are part of our volunteer groups as well.
Okay.
Hey, we've got about 30 seconds left, Bob says.
We'll just let Tom take it off. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Jay Yellow Cab. We're going to have Jerry Mapes in. We're going to have one of the stars that are dancing will be in joining us tomorrow,
nice.
Right there on
Bob Dunlap's a great guy for the Veteran Service.
That's right.
And thank you, Bad Bob, of course.
Remember.
Charlie and Lynn Moss, thank you so much.
Just remember,
Kitchen.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening.